flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, I just have to let everybody who has kids know, because I didn't know about this. I didn't know about the alphabet fours here at the State Fair because I was too busy eating turkey legs and gyros and fried green tomato sandwiches and lutefisk in a bun. I didn't think about my kids. I was like, y'all better get with this lutefisk. But they were like, Mom, we've ridden all the rides. We've ate all the food. Is there anything else to do? And I was like, no. And somebody says, yes. Take them over to Alphabet Forest. What is Alphabet Forest? Shannon Bukta is here to tell us all about it. Miss Shannon, thank you so much for joining me on the porch here at the fair.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
Now, you got to tell us all about Alphabet Forest because I'm finding out in real time. I don't know. I'm just looking for something for my kids to do because this is our third day here and they're getting bored. How they getting bored, I don't know. We spent $700. How do you get bored after spending $700? I'm not sure. But hopefully Alphabet Forest will fix all of that for us.
Absolutely. So we have a little corner of Baldwin Park, Family Fair in Baldwin Park, where kids can come and do free activities.
Free? Wait.
Free.
Back
yes.
up, girl. You said a parent's favorite four-letter word. Did you say F-R-E-E?
I did.
Okay. Now you can keep talking. I'm sorry. I had to stop you.
All right. Absolutely. So we have vocabulary building activities. We have a game called, it's the Fabulous Fair Alphabet. The whole area was made up by Deborah Fraser, who is an author.
Yes!
And she did a book called The Fabulous Fair Alphabet, and then built a game based on that, where kids, and actually kids of all ages,
yes,
can take this card and find two words of every letter and put it on their game card and win a blue ribbon. So that's kind of the basis of the Alphabet
Forest. Is that cool? I mean, is that awesome? And who does not love winning a blue ribbon?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. And that's something fun, and it keeps their mind moving, because the one thing that my kids don't want to talk about right now is going back to school. Their brains have been rotting over the past 2 to 3 months between iPads and just hanging out and not thinking. And so this puts us actually in a mind frame where we can start thinking about going back to school and make them think, but in a fun way, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So we just encourage kids and people to look around the fair and put down words of things that they see or taste or feel or hear. And it's just a great way to learn more words as you're experiencing your environment.
Now, is there a schedule over at Alphabet Forest? Tell me what it's like. So as parents and kids come there for the first time, which is what I'll be doing when I leave after my show, because, again, I've already spent $700 in 3 days. I don't have any more money left. If any more money comes out of my pocket, it's coming out of their college savings. They'll be picking up a trade or going to vocational school because I don't have any more money for them. So we're going right to Alphabet Forest, where it is free. So when we come, what can we expect?
Yeah, so the area is open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. And there are quite a few different activities. You can do a craft. You can spin a wheel and win a word. You can pick up a duck out of a pond and win a word. And then during the hours of 10 to 2, there's also a visiting author or illustrator that is doing a craft with the kids.
Now, that is cool. Who's coming today? Do you have the schedule for today? Do we know who's coming today?
Yes. Fertran is a Vietnamese author.
Yes.
And she was a librarian as well.
First.
Yes. So she is going to be there today.
Oh my gosh. And so she's going to have a craft. She is so creative. She's so amazing. How do you pick these authors? Because, you know, I got books. I got children's books. I want to be in on the alphabet fair. Okay, so how do you pick the authors? Are they all local? Do people fly in? Are they all Minnesota authors?
Yep, we try to have people that have a tie to Minnesota. So there are authors and illustrators that either live here or maybe they grew up here and still have a tie here. But yes, homegrown authors, absolutely.
And when do you all start putting the schedule together? Because you got to be creative to come up with something new and different every day. Because like my kids, this is the third day of the fair. This is the third day we're here. And if they come to Alphabet Forest, they're not going to want to hear the same authors and do the same crafts every day. So how do you keep it fresh throughout the 14 days that we're here?
Yeah, so I have a partner that's been working with the Alphabet Forest since we started in 2010. And her name is Vicki Palmquist. And she is my author coordinator. So she has a lot of ties to the literary community, and she knows a lot of people. She'll go out there and see who's got a new book coming out, who might be a good fit for the Alphabet Forest. She's looking for new people every year, as well as returning people, and people who enjoy the fair and enjoy interacting with people. And she kind of starts inviting people maybe in the winter and kind of works on it for several months before we get the full schedule.
Now, tell me about the authors that you have curated this year. What can families expect as they come out over the next couple of weeks to visit the Alphabet Forest?
Well, if you want, you can get a full list. If they want to look it up on their own, they go to the Minnesota State Fair website and put in author, then all of the different people who are coming are going to pop up, and they can choose the day that they want to come. But let's see, I'm trying to remember. I know that illustrator Magdalena Mora is coming one day.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You guys got the A-team. I didn't know you had the A-team. Okay.
Yep.
And so do these authors reach out to you? Do you reach out to them? Because we've got a lot of children's authors who listen to the show. And I don't have my phone with me, but I know my DMs are probably blowing up because, again, like me, I'm sitting up here with four books. And I hadn't heard of Alphabet Forest, like I said, because we've been walking through the fair, eating and drinking and playing in video games and riding rides. But this is a great way for families to really connect and come together and do something fun where they're engaging each other.
Yeah, so I have had authors reach out to me, absolutely. And then we also reach out to some authors that we know about. So it's kind of a mix. And they can email me at the fair. The information is just on our website. So fair info, it'll get to me. That's probably the best way to reach out. But yeah.
Now, you have to tell me again, for folks who are listening, they've got their earbuds in, they're on the way to the fair. Where exactly can they go to find you here at the fair? Because when you get here, sometimes, especially for new parents, and I see a lot of folks with strollers, I see a lot of parents with young kids, and this is perfect for them, but it's a little overwhelming when you have the little ones, so you want to know exactly where you're going.
Yes, so the Alphabet Forest is located on Cosgrove Street, which is on the east side of the fairgrounds. If you head for the 4-H building, we're right across the street from that.
Okay, I was going to say, give me a marker. You said 4-H, that's good, because that's perfect, because we could go in there, we could pet the baby lamb, and then we can go and do our Alphabet Forest. I can't thank you enough for being on the show. This has been so much fun. Thank you for walking all the way down here, because that was a hike. That was a hike, girl. You did. What kind of shoes you got on? Oh, you comfy. You good, girl. Thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thank you for having me.